update on the way. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. As fighting intensifies in eastern Ukraine, a new round of assistance from the U.S. is heading there.
A big chunk of this latest patch of aid for Ukraine, $400 million, is going to be in artillery shells. That's something Ukraine sorely needs. But at the same time, Ukrainian leadership is pushing for attack aircraft. The biggest battle now is in the east, both sides trying to control the city of Bakhmut. It used to be a salt mine. Right now, there's about 4,000 civilians who are still trapped in the fighting between both sides there. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland made an unannounced visit to Ukraine. The U.S. has charged Russia with committing crimes against humanity in Ukraine.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Kyiv. This afternoon, President Biden welcomed German Chancellor Olaf Scholz to the White House.
As NATO allies, we're making the alliance stronger and more capable.
The president went on to say that the two agreed if Russian President Vladimir Putin made a move, they would respond, and they have made good on that promise. A former American soldier sent to prison for a plot to kill fellow soldiers.
Federal prosecutors say when Ethan Meltzer of Kentucky joined the Army in 2018, he was infiltrating its ranks to further his goals as part of a white supremacist, neo-Nazi, Satanist, and jihadist group known as Order of the Nine Angels. He went on to share sensitive information with the group, some of it classified, about an upcoming deployment. Prosecutors say the goal was a mass casualty attack on his own platoon, but some communications ended up in a chat group that included an FBI source. Meltzer pleaded guilty last year to multiple charges, including attempting to murder U.S. service members, sentenced Friday to 45 years in prison.
Fox's Lisa Brady. The San Bernardino County Sheriff says some residents stranded in Southern California mountain communities by huge snowfall could be stuck for another week. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Fears of Iran's nuclear program are resurfacing as new information points to the country having enough nuclear material stockpiled to build a bomb.
The director general of the IAEA, the UN nuclear watchdog agency, is in Tehran today for high-level meetings. Rafael Grossi's visit comes after reports uranium particles enriched up to 83.7% were found at one of Iran's nuclear sites. That would make the sample close to weapon-grade levels of 90%, meaning any stockpile of that material could be quickly used to produce an atomic bomb if Iran chose to do so. The 2015 Iran nuclear deal limited Tehran's nuclear enrichment to under 4%. The U.S. unilaterally withdrew from the accord in 2018. Iran has long denied ever seeking nuclear weapons and maintains its program is peaceful. In London, Greg Malkon, Fox News.
King Charles III selects two countries for his first state visits.
The UK is sending a message on strengthening ties with the European Union as King Charles III prepares to visit France and Germany on his first official state visits since becoming monarch. The six-day tour to the EU's two biggest countries kicks off March 26th, more than a month before his coronation. During it, the King and Queen Consort Camilla will be hosted by French President Emmanuel Macron and President Frank-Walter Steinmeier of Germany.
Fox's Lillian Wu, Buckingham Palace, says the trip will mark shared histories, culture, and values. Archaeologists have found the first direct evidence for horseback riding in 5,000-year-old skeletons in Central Europe. These early riders belonged to a people called the Yamnaya, who originated in parts of what is today Ukraine and Western Russia. The researchers identified them as riders based on six markers that indicate a person was likely riding an animal, including characteristic wear marks on the hip sockets and pelvis. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.